Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1:30, we will, of course, hear what you people have to say today. I'm sure it's a lively chat today. And we're going to find out if Hugh Douglas is guilty of something here at WIP. So that's all coming up in a little bit. Hugh, we got a game tomorrow, though. Eagles-Browns, tomorrow 1 p.m. is kickoff. Pregame show starts here on WIP at 11. We'll be there at the link for the game and the pregame show tomorrow. All right, Hugh, before we get to it, of course, this segment is sponsored by?
This segment is sponsored by CJ Tires and Auto. You can save big at service and on thousands of tires from all the top-tier brands you trust. CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got a whole ride covered. They got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ Tires today. CJ Tires Auto and Tire Day.
All right,
wait a minute. CJ's Tire and Auto today.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
I messed that up. I mean, it happens.
What is wrong with him?
It's almost become a part of your reads. It's like,
some of them might knock out the park.
Well, I love you, buddy, but sometimes you are a disaster.
But some of them, you know.
All right.
I mess them up.
It does make them more memorable, though, which is that the whole point
of
an ad?
Point. Yep.
Make it memorable.
Yes, it is. No, I was thinking about that Seamus plug with that spicy, pumpkin spice bacon.
Oh, that's one of your best, yeah. And you becoming a pumpkin spice guy, as we've heard.
Yeah, the bacon was all right, man. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, we got ourselves a football game tomorrow. Hugh, what are you watching tomorrow?
Ain't nothing to watch. They already got blown out. They got blown out already.
Oh, that's such a cop-out.
Hold on a second.
They got blown out.
Well, then you should be worried if you're not watching it tomorrow.
The season's over, man. No, game over, dude.
Hold on. Time out. We got a segment here to do. We got a pregame show to do tomorrow.
Focus. Seriously. This is an opportunity. The thing that I've picked up on from the last couple of days of camp, especially early on, is that they were rotating secondary guys a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody has to step up. Because after this one, you only got one more, and then they start cutting folks. So, yeah.
Losing jobs.
You got to step up.
So here's what I'm looking at. So I think the secondary, like you brought up, is a good place to look. I don't think right now they have anyone that they're locked in on to play the second corner. Like, if I had to guess today, I would guess Adoree Jackson is going to be the guy to start the season. He's the vet.
Yeah.
Ringo did not play well last week. So I would guess it's Adoree, but I don't. I'll put it this way: if Vic Fangio had truth serum, I don't think he's excited about Adoree Jackson. I think he could kind of hold the fort down for a little while. He's a vet, but that's not ultimately who I think they want as the season goes on. So there's Keely Ringo, who hopefully will bounce back from what we saw last week. There's Jacorian Bennett, who I'm excited to watch play because we just don't know much about him, and he just got here a week and a half ago. You know, there's even Mac McWilliams, the rookie fifth-round pick, who I saw this week was getting at least a few reps with ones and twos.
Yeah.
So that whatever that corner situation looked like, I need to see some of that. And, Hugh, I'm excited to watch Darius Cooper again. I thought he looked like a real NFL wide receiver last week, but, you know, we do this at training camp. We do it in the preseason. We fall in love with a guy that we might not know his name 5 years from now. Paul Turner's Rasheed Bailey.
Tarleton State.
My eyes told me last week he could play a little bit, so I'm excited to watch him play again. And then just to see how the quarterback rotation goes, we're not going to see Jalen tomorrow, obviously. I'd expect Tanner McKee again. I don't know if he's going to play as much. Because now I start to think he played a whole half last week, right? I kind of only want to see a quarter. He's valuable. We don't want to get him hurt in a preseason game.
He probably won't play a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm thinking a quarter. Probably... Yeah, and then pass it over to McCord and DTR.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Hurts gets blown out by the Browns in joint practice, and Tanner McKee lights him up.
We got ourselves a story on Monday.
Come on, baby. I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
I'm going to get a lot of crap.
You people are like that one.
It's going to be awesome.
That's what we do. I think the McKee thing is, I mean, if McKee goes out there and lights it up again, I mean, last week we had people around here that wouldn't trade him for a first-round pick. So it will grow, right? The McKee thing will grow in terms of our just confidence in him as the backup quarterback. But Darius Cooper is the player I'm really looking forward to watching the most. And then whatever we're getting out of the corner spot, because I have no idea who the second corner is going to be. I would guess Adoree Jackson right now is going to start week one against the Cowboys. But does anyone feel good about whatever that corner is? No.
Well, I feel like whomever starting corner is, they're going to do their best to try to keep him out of harm's way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like they're going to protect him in the defense as much as they possibly can.
I wish there was just one question mark in the secondary because I think you could kind of help
cover up. Yeah.
But we have a question at safety and the second
corner.
We got
a couple questions. You know, and you got, you know, with Sidney Brown, his health and the way that he plays. You know, that's a concern because he plays all out. He goes all out. But, man, it's like you got to check the oil, like to see if oil's leaking every time he hits somebody.
I know. Well, or he's just going to overrun a play or just get caught up in something.
Yeah, like a Scud missile.
Yeah. And look, the first few weeks, I've said this so many times the last few weeks, the first few weeks of the season, think about the receivers and quarterbacks they're going to face. Dak with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. That's obviously a challenge. Week two, it's going to be Mahomes with Xavier Worthy. And we found out yesterday, Rashee Rice is going to be able to play in that game because they're not going to do that hearing for his suspension until the end of September. Then week three, it's Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. And then week four, the Bucs have like four good receivers. They just drafted another one in the first round. So there's challenges coming up. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up,
Will? What's up?
Ain't nothing, man. I want to talk a little about the Phillies and the Eagles. Mm-hmm. With the Phillies, man, I think a lot of it is about contracts. I mean, I know it may be a little far-fetched, but I think, like, the contracts and everything, I think it got the team a little off right now. You know what I'm
the
saying?
The Phillies?
Yeah.
Like, what? Because, you mean, like, the future? Like, the fact that they're free agents to be, like, Schwarber and JT and those guys and Ranger?
Right. So it's like, you know, I think it's like playing a little bit on how they're playing right now. I'm not sure, but I think that is a thing to look at. But I think, you know, what the owner needs to say is, like, listen, no contracts and nothing is being discussed until we win this World Series. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't keep dishing up money and everything until we get this World Series under our belt, you know, as far as that's concerned. I'm not worried. I think we got a little hiccups here and there, but I think we're going to get it together and we're going to make a strong run, you know, during the course of the season. You know what I'm saying? With the Eagles, like I said, with the play calling, man, I'm a little concerned about that because, like I said, I don't know this offensive coordinator. You know, Kellen Moore, he knew his teammates. He knew the play calls. He knew it was going to be a running type of season. And it should be another running type of season. You know, we got, you know, A.J. Dillon, you know. And I think we just need to keep pounding the ball because a lot of teams ain't used to being pounded, you know, wear them down. And, you know, we could make a nice run this.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Come on, y'all. I think, you know, like I said, I think we just need to be, you know, a smash mouth team again this season. And, you know, just wear the defense down and, you know, just make some good play calls for Jalen, man. And I think this is the season I really believe Jalen needs to, like, open up and, like, show everybody that, like, he's the quarterback, our quarterback. You know,
well, he is our quarterback, but he's got to be more consistently excellent. Well, that's what I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Will, what kind of snack you got for us? John Johnson needs some help. The guy's eating celery at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are we going to give him?
Listen, I'm going to take him back in the day, man. How about giving him some old, good old fashioned Cracker Jacks?
Good old fashioned Cracker Jacks, says Will Northeast. When was the last time you had Cracker Jacks? Well, good phone call, buddy. When was the last time you had a Cracker Jack?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, like, what would it be, like, 2 months, 5 years?
Oh, it's been some years. I don't, like, Cracker Jack used to be cool when you were young because they had the little twins inside.
Yeah.
Then you figured out that toy was garbage. And you just said, I'm cool on the Cracker Jacks.
So if I brought in a box of Cracker Jacks, you'd turn them down flat?
Nah, that's not my snack of choice. I like to make my own popcorn nowadays, though. I like it with the air popper.
Yeah.
And everything. I don't even like the microwave popcorn. I do the air popper thing.
Yeah, I don't like popcorn, so.
Yeah, you've told us that before. Are you anti-corn or anti-popcorn?
Coming around on corn.
Okay. Coming around. It's not something you hear every day. I'm coming around on corn. Yeah. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that they see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We really have a wide variety of polls up today about the Phils, about the Eagles. Aaron Nola and macaroni and cheese. Let's work backwards here. Is mac and cheese a snack? This is a rough showing.
Yeah, Blackbird getting toasted.
He's getting totally cooked here. No at 80% on mac and cheese as a snack. It's just too heavy.
Yeah. like I said, with all due respect, it's fat. That's a fat person's meal. That's a fat person's snack. Like you sitting at least three bills. You talking about, oh, I'm gonna go home and eat some macaroni and cheese as a snack. You was a three biller. Easy. It's three biller.
Yeah, I think the word is side. It could be clearly it could be a side with a meal. But
no, but with the lobster in there,
it's a lot. Yeah.
That's a whole meal.
It's heavy. I know.
Well, it was a restaurant. It's a restaurant in the city that has some good lobster mac. I can't think of the name of it. It's in OC.
Yeah, it's not the restaurant you went to last night that you didn't like. It remains unnamed. No,
yeah, we ain't gonna name
that. No, we're not gonna do that. All right. Do you expect Aaron Nola to be good in his return? Yes at 60%, no at 40%. I do. We'll see what he does in his first start back. But I expect him to pitch well down the stretch. I think there could be something that we've never seen with Aaron, which is having a fresh arm down the stretch. The guy takes down every start, all the innings. I mean, that's what his career's been. This year's been a different kind of year, unfortunately, with the injury, but I think it could actually help him. Does training camp matter? Well, now this is interesting. A lot of people the last 2 days are saying training camp doesn't matter. You could just, whatever. Jalen throws picks, whatever. But now 63% of the polls say yes. 63% yes, training camp does matter. Interesting kind of stuff here. All right. Does Rob Thompson need to be great for the Phillies to win the World Series? Yes at 77%. People have their eye on Topper here. That is clear. And he did not have a good night last night. Wheeler on the mat tonight. Hopefully the Phillies can bounce back. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington talking to Topper. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
There's a lot to unpack when I call in later in the day.
Yeah, you get the whole gamut of the nonsense that goes out through the show.
So, yep. Apparently no days off for Herb. 3 days of food poisonings, back on the grind in the gym.
I mean, excuse me. That's how you get that kind of figure without getting to the gym as often as possible.
Not at all. Not at all.
Could you cover some leg day? You need some leg day.
Hey, you, Bucky's is only 4.5 hours away from Claymont down in Virginia.
Right, that's a nice, but technically, Jeff, it's eight.
That's a good day.
That's an 8 hour trip, though.
Oh, because they're
right.
Back.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Go down with Skip and head back.
I ain't going with Skip nowhere. Nowhere.
Also, I never heard of the term pox party, but I have been an unwilling participant. My brother and sister and I, when we were younger, all three got chicken pox right around the holidays.
Buckhorn Jerry?
Sure my parents. Yeah. I'm pretty sure my parents just did not tell us that was a thing and just decided to let us mill around amongst each other. So, yeah.
Yeah, you've been there. I mean, you're a pox party veteran like the rest of us. Yeah, Hugh, not so much.
Just never heard the term. Okay, so, yeah, Joe, I do think Topper needs to be great because of the inconsistency of the offense. So, last night they didn't score any runs. Well, they scored one or whatever. I would have sent Lizardo out in the seventh inning with the stipulation that if one guy gets on, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take you out. So that was a mistake leaving him in. And I'm sort of okay with the bunt, but not on a 3-1 count. I don't know. I don't think I would have done that.
Well, especially against they're not going up against, Duran, right? They're going up against a closer that had never closed. And he's trying to get his first career save. So, you're basically giving him a free out. He probably looked at that and was like, oh, okay, if they want to give me an out, I've got to get one or two more.
Yeah, I'm not crushing him for the decision to bunt, but I would say there were better options in that situation. But, yeah, he's got to be – and I'm also kind of excited for Aaron Nola to come back because you just mentioned just a few minutes ago about having a fresh arm and being rested, and this is the first time in a while he's been like that going into September and October. So I'm looking forward to that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I miss watching him. I mean, obviously this year he wasn't good in the beginning, but just in general, he's a good pitcher, and they need – look, I think it will help them, and Jeff Goodfunkel with a six-man rotation down the stretch. I think it's going to keep the other guys a little fresher. We're probably going to use him in the rotation in the playoffs. We all thought game three when we first just threw it out, where is he going to start in the postseason? And he has a fresh arm. I think that matters. So another one of our listeners has been to a pox party. Hugh Douglas, of course, you haven't been there.
Never been to a pox party. Never heard anything about it.
Well, it's over now because they have the chicken pox vaccine.
Yeah.
Have you had chicken pox before?
Mm-mm.
Maybe we might need to get you to one.
You could get it.
No, I'm cool. Because it's worse now than since I'm older, right? It's like, it could be bad.
Well, the good news for you is because all these generations of kids after you have gotten the vaccine, it's not like people are walking around with chicken pox these days. You're probably clear for the rest of your life.
Okay, well, I'm cool.
Probably.
Yeah. It's a good point by Hugh. You can't be walking around picking up afflictions.
Yeah, not at this age. Going up to the upper room prematurely. I'm cool.
Here lies Hugh.
In the upper room.
Lost his battle with chicken pox.
That'd be irresponsible.
I ain't trying to get it. Dog. Like this age stuff hit different. It does, man. I don't even like the, like, my biggest fear is to fall. I ain't trying to fall.
What is that? Falling.
To fall.
Oh, fall down.
Fall.
Yeah, Kyle thought you meant autumn. Down. He thought you meant the season.
Wouldn't put it past them.
No.
Those don't. Leaves changing colors? Who's worst fear?
Nope.
Coats being worn?
Yeah.
All that.
Well, you haven't gotten life alert yet? We've suggested that, just in case.
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I think what you should do is you should get life alert, but connect it back to the studio, so if anything happens, we get like alerts here.
No, that would not.
And we just laugh.
Where's you? Oh, my alarm's going off.
If I fell down, you two would be the last two people I call.
Why?
I'm going to call everybody but y'all.
Listen, we get things done around here, okay?
No, I mean, not without some jokes being told.
Well, okay, that doesn't mean we're not going to do things
we
the right
never,
way.
We would never have
one of call first? Blue Jeans Lakin before us? Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to call. When I threw my keys away, y'all, I could just hear the laughing and giggling y'all were doing when I did that.
No, we would never let
I hated to call y'all, too. Mm-mm. I hated to call, but I had no choice. Yeah.
You did. There was an embarrassment undertone.
Yeah.
Kyle, what did you say? Oh, man. I was like, that old man
no,
let me know.
I think
saying.
I said, I think my reaction was, oh, no.
That's what it was something.
Oh, no.
I was like, that let me know all I need. They about to kill me.
Yep, Mike in Collinsville's up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
Mike.
This thing with Popper, I don't think he needs to be great, but I think he needs to make better choices. The last couple games, questionable, especially, you know, he should have pulled, what's his name out last night after the first guy got on base. So
Lizardo.
Yeah, Lizardo, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just don't think he's making good choices. And I think, you know, in order for them to win, they've got to come, you know, together as a team and start hitting better, especially Harper. I know he was good at the end of July, beginning of August, but since then, not too much.
Well, you're right. I mean, he's actually, I think it's kind of flown back under the radar because he, you know, Harper stabilized and he got his numbers back closer to normal. So we kind of moved off talking about him and how he wasn't having a great year. But the last few weeks in the month of August so far, which is what, 50, we're halfway through the month. He has not hit well this month. I mean, his numbers in August are pretty bad.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, with Noah coming back, I'm excited about that. I think he's going to help the team, give them a little boost they need. And I think Wheeler's going to come out tonight and really show his old self. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, me too. And, Mike, I just want to see the velocity tick back up a little bit. I know it's not everything, but with him, that's his calling card. Like, when he needs to rear back and hit 97, 98, we know he could do it. And his last start, it was like he's barely hitting 94.
Right. No, I agree. I totally agree. I'm putting this little time off. Maybe, you know, he can get it back and be the old Wheeler.
Yeah, we need it. All right, Mike, what do you got for us? A snack? For John Johnson, for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League.
Okay, I'm thinking a cookie, whether like it be an Oreo or those cookies they give you on the airplane, the Biscoffs.
Those cookies are good. Airplane cookies,
really
you? You
good.
Like those?
Yeah, oh, they're okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
No, because I've had people, I mean, I'm not, you know, I mean, both of y'all got a little bit upset. Yeah, they're okay.
Well, I mean, most people like them.
I mean, they're okay. I've seen them, they've made cakes out of the Biscoff cookie stuff.
Ooh.
I've seen those. Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it. I mean, you're a hard grader on the snacks.
Well, no, it's one of those things that if I was going to a go-to cookie,
mm-hmm.
the Biscoff cookie wouldn't be my first choice.
So with mutton, it would not be mine either. I think what makes them special is I never think about them unless I'm on an airplane.
Yeah, but you can buy them in the store now.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I'm in the store. That's what I'm saying. That would not be my first go-to snack.
I feel like it takes away a little of the novelty if I can get them in the store.
Yeah, you can get them in the store.
Yeah, I want to save them for the plane. I don't want them in the store.
You know, I don't like to fly like that, so no. I ain't jumping on a plane to eat cookies.
Well, I don't go on planes for the cookies, but it's like
I like how the caller got mad that I.
Well, I think he's offended. I think he thought about his choice.
My bad, dog. No, I didn't know that I, you know.
Have you noticed how hard of a grader Hugh is on snacks today?
He's tough, man.
I mean, the guy doesn't like any snacks.
Well, John Johnson has not snacked on some Biscoff cookies in his segment. Shame on him.
I agree with that.
He needs to eat these crickets or something crazy like that. Or these Takis.
No, you can't have hot ass Takis while you're on the air. He won't be able to speak.
Yeah, hey, he's painting himself into a corner.
He's a talk show host. He's got to talk.
You need to eat some what they call them mountain oysters. Eat some of those.
What? Wait, what?
That's a snack.
You're trying to get him to eat some balls?
I mean, aren't
the Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bridge too far for me.
He got some. And he, when somebody said some avocado balls. He used some avocado balls.
What do you mean? Like the seed? The seed in the middle of the avocado?
No,
it's hard.
It's no.
You can't eat that.
I showed you the picture. The avocado balls. You forgot
I
already.
It was mango balls.
Avocados are balls.
Oh, no. They were, you're right. It was mango balls.
Now, there is a ball within the avocado. It's the seed.
Oh, not, the, not
but
that
that's
ball.
Hard. You no, can't no, eat that
you,
thing.
You don't eat them balls.
No.
But it's some snacks out there you can eat that are, you know, frog legs. Are frog legs considered a snack?
Frog I don't think chips? That's a snack. Frog legs are not a snack.
Well, where do we come down on, like, wings?
Chicken wings are...
Well, that's
I think
a good
they
point.
Would be in a similar category.
Yeah.
If you consider wings.
So it really depends on how many you're having then.
Sure.
Because, you know, if you have enough wings, that's a meal.
Yeah, that's a meal. Yeah, if you eat like 20.
20 wings.
Wings are way closer to a snack than mac and cheese.
Yeah, right. You're having 10 or 12 wings.
So
yeah.
If we're putting wings in that category, then frog legs go.
You can get the best cookie butter. You can, like, it's not that big a deal.
But it is. But it's a novelty on the plane. The only place I've ever had those cookies is on an airplane.
Yeah, but you need to get in the store more. They got them on the shelf.
No, I want to keep the novelty. It makes the flight better.
You want to keep it nostalgic.
I want to keep it nostalgic. I don't think about them until I'm on an airplane.
Somebody needs to come with an exotic snack. Like, he needs to eat some crickets or something. Some little baby spiders or something.
Yeah,
that's a snack.
Yeah, I've eaten the crickets. I wouldn't like to do the spiders.
Well, you know, there's a lot of, you know, snacks. Spiders, eat some spiders.
You have a grasshopper?
I ain't eating none of that, dog. That's not. I'm not doing the snacking tonight. That's not my job.
There is a jerky store in, I'm trying to remember the name of the town. There's a jerky store in Bucks County. And they had, I mean, anything you could think of, they've made jerky out of. It's anything. Like bugs, fish, whatever. It's wild in there.
No. Wait a minute, what?
No, that's a little bit.
Said anything I could think of.
Anything that's not a person. All right, 215-592-9494. Final segment for your calls to get in all of this, including the spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. We will name our next entry today before we hand it over to the afternoon show. We'll check in with you people. And plus, speaking of John Johnson, well, he gave a ruling on a grievance regarding Hugh Douglas. This we're going to have
to
hear.
Wait a minute, what'd I do?
Guilty! Well,
you'll hear, that's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all know fall right around the corner. You know what that means. Football season and pumpkin spice season. Y'all know I've been talking about this pumpkin spice bacon, everybody. It's a game changer. It's thick cut, warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery stores. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy Hatfield. Better care, better pork.